Today on Introductions, our guest is 18-year-old pianist Wonjin Han, a senior at Conant High School in Hoffman Estates, who also studies at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. He was a winner in the 2011 Steinway Young Artists Competition and has placed in a couple of others, and he's prepared for us the complete Waldstein Sonata by Beethoven, plus music by Robert Schumann and Claude Debussy, which is all coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. Today, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 18-year-old pianist Wonjin Han, a senior at James B. Conant High School in Hoffman Estates, who studies music at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy with Alan Chow. He has also studied with Dr. Haesan Khan at Loyola University in Chicago. This year, he was a winner in the Steinway Young Artists Competition, and he also took second place in the music festival in honor of Confucius, a competition organized by the Chinese Fine Arts Society in Chicago. For this hour, Wonjin has prepared for us Beethoven's complete Waldstein Sonata, number 21, opus 53, as well as Claude Debussy's L'Île Joyeuse, but he'll begin now with music by Robert Schumann, his Abegg Variations. This is Introductions, live from our Levin Performance Studio. Some music by Robert Schumann to begin this edition of Introductions. We heard his Abegg Variations performed by 18-year-old pianist Wan Jin Han live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Thank you so much, Wan Jin, for that wonderful performance, and welcome to WFMT. How did you first come across that piece?
I was preparing for college editions, and so I asked my teacher, oh, what romantic era pieces should I play? And he recommended this one. So
That piece is so humorous and light, fun to listen to, and very technical at the same time. Was it really hard to play it that light as you did, despite all of its technicality?
For me, I'm usually good at playing kind of light pieces. I think that's the reason why my teacher, Alan Chow, recommended that piece. I'm not sure about heavier pieces, but for those kind of pieces, it's actually easier for me because I'm kind of natural with more light pieces.
Mm-hmm. I really love your story of how you decided to become serious about the piano. We were talking a little bit earlier. You said that about a year and a half or 2 years ago, you've been playing piano, I think, most of your life, if I'm correct, but you decided all of a sudden that you wanted to become serious at it. And you applied to the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, which is very prestigious, and you've started placing and winning competitions, and now you're on the radio. So anybody listening at home right now, just start practicing. Maybe in a couple of years, you can be here too. Why do you love the piano so much, and why did you decide to begin devoting so much more time to it?
For deciding why I decided to spend so much more time to it, for practical reasons, since I'm in high school, I need some sort of extracurricular that I would like to spend more time on and that I like and I'm good at, and I thought piano performance was one of them, but the major one. And did you ask why I started playing
piano? Well, why do you love the piano so much? Because it's a great extracurricular, not only for now, but for the rest of your life, but you have to love it first.
Yes. First of all, I love music. I really, really love music, of course, but for this specific instrument, the piano, it's an instrument that doesn't need accompaniment, so you could just either just play it by yourself and still have the full benefits of full satisfaction without accompaniments, because you're in your own accompanist. And it's good for any gatherings, whether you're singing in choir or with friends or in any sort of occasion. The piano just serves as a good basis for...
You can be the life of the party with the piano, as long as there's a piano. Slight detail there. Well, next you have something that must have been a big accomplishment for you. You're going to play Beethoven's Waldstein Sonata, the complete sonata for us. How did you come across this piece, and why did you decide to play it, to learn it?
When I was around, I think I was 9 years old, my parents had actually bought this CD a while before of Alfred Brendel Phillips edition of 1994 recording of some famous Beethoven sonatas, and Waldstein was one of them, and I really, really liked it, especially the third movement. I liked a lot, and to this day it is my favorite movement of any sonata. So that's why I basically chose the valse sign.
So why is the third movement your favorite piece of music, or one of your favorite pieces of music?
I like the melody a lot. And in the beginning, when you first hear it, you think, wow, this is really, really nice. And then there's all sorts of interesting stuff in between, but always returns to that melody. It's kind of almost like a chorus in a song. That melody. So I just like that.
So you
I
love
like melodies and pieces.
Uh-huh. So you love that theme that he plays around with. How long have you been working on this sonata?
Since May, I think. So
since May, so only since May for this whole sonata. And have you been working on did you start learning the piece in order, or did you learn it out of order? How did you come across this learning this relatively long piece?
I learned the first movement, and then the third, and then the second I kind of did.
Because you wanted to jump to the third. Did you know right away that you loved the third movement?
Yes.
From the recording?
Yeah.
And then finally, what's the biggest challenge in playing such a relatively long piece?
Since it's so big, I guess you have to think about how you can put it all together and put it all in perspective, because a lot of times you can get caught in just the moments of it, but you have to relate the little stuff to one gigantic piece of that is difficult.
Well, we are very much looking forward to this now. We're going to hear the complete Sonata number 21, Opus 53, the Waldstein by Beethoven, performed now by 18-year-old pianist Wan Jin Han live in our Levin Performance Studio. There are three movements. The first one is marked Allegro con Brio. The second one is Introduction Adagio Molto. And the third movement, Wan Jin's favorite, is the Rondo Allegretto Moderato and then Prestissimo. This is Introductions. Thank you.
Thank you.
music by Beethoven. We heard his complete Sonata number 21, Opus 53, the Waldstein Sonata, performed live here on WFMT by 18-year-old pianist Wan Jin Han on Introductions. Thank you so much, Wan Jin, for that wonderful performance. You must feel such a great sense of accomplishment after that. When you first were given this piece of music back in May by your teacher, what did it feel like to have Beethoven in front of you?
Well, demanding. Because although there has been musicality, and obviously with musicality comes spontaneity, Beethoven's music is very structured, and I had to kind of get disciplined to get that structure embedded.
Well, you definitely felt very comfortable with it, and that was such a fantastic performance. Clearly, you've been working hard on it, but you didn't make it seem like that in that performance. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. We're currently accepting auditions from bands, orchestras, choirs, soloists, chamber groups, percussion ensembles, and anything else you can think of for the upcoming spring semester. If you're at all interested in performing, please consider sending your audition in by the end of this month. And we also welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or click on the chime in box on WFMT.com. We're going to let Wan Jin rest his fingers for just a moment. When we return, we'll hear him in some music by Claude Debussy, a piece that he says really taught him how to play the piano, or at least he thought about it differently after learning that piece. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guest this hour in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio is just turned 18-year-old pianist Wan Jin Han, a senior at James B. Conant High School in Hoffman Estates, who studies piano at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy with Alan Chow. He previously studied with Dr. Haesun Kang, that's K-A-N-G, at Loyola University in Chicago. This year, he was a winner in the Steinway Young Artists Competition, and he also took second place in the Music Festival in honor of Confucius, a competition organized by the Chinese Fine Arts Society of Chicago. And he is a relative newcomer to the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. You've been in it for how long now, Wan Jin, in the academy?
Started the fall of 2010. Mm-hmm. So
this is the program for gifted pre-college classical musicians, and a lot of your fellow students in the program want to be professionals, and you receive a lot of instruction and workshops from many different teachers. What are some of the most important things you've learned since being in this program?
Being in this program, I guess to broaden your mind in anything, in music. Every single time we have enrichments or master classes or the session where people from around the world come and teach us things, they always emphasize doing other things besides just confining yourself to your instruments, and whether it's working with people of different genres or whether it's you're staying in the classical realm but you're doing other things besides performing. And so I guess it's really broaden your mind and see what other opportunities are there.
Well, you definitely do a lot of other things. And one of the things that I was particularly interested in learning that you do is write pop songs and rap music. So how is it hard to write a pop song? Why did you begin writing songs?
I just liked it. And I also liked other music besides classical music. And I thought if I can do classical music, then what if I try doing pop music? But I kind of stopped the pop music stuff for a while as of now, because I didn't have time, so.
When you write a rap song, do you actually do the rapping?
Yes.
So what do you rap about?
Let's see. The last time I remember, I made this Christmas song for my former school I attended in Seoul, Korea, Seoul Foreign School. And it was at, I just performed at the Christmas Assembly and had other people sing the chorus with me and other people play instruments. So I had a bunch of people put together, and so it was a Christmas song. That's the last thing I remember, and it's really those kind of things.
So you rapped in front of your whole school?
Yes.
Well, would it be cruel of me to make you rap now?
Yes.
Okay, so we won't make you rap now. Is there a YouTube video or something we can post on our website?
No.
Okay, well, you should consider making one. We'll post it on our blog.
Yes, maybe later.
Are there any similarities between rap and classical music?
Actually, yes. Both genres, I find, have their own greats. And both genres are kind of underrated, and such as the majority of people don't listen to classical music or rap music. Contrary to popular belief, a lot of people think that, rap music is so popular now. But the people who really truly listen to the rap music lyrics and like the older, greater rappers, I guess, those people are a very small percentage of people, just as the people who are really, really into classical music is relatively small compared to the masses of people.
So you're bridging the two worlds. If somebody's interested in maybe learning a bit more about rap, is there a couple of artists you could recommend?
This is very controversial, but I would definitely say Eminem, if you want to really know how to rhyme well and how to really deliver well, because I can't think of any other rapper that can do that as well as he does. If you want to go for like virtuosity and really, really fast rapping, but only just that element, then probably Twista.
T-W-I-S-T-A?
Yes, Twista.
All right, Eminem and Twista. And if you have any more, we can post it online on WFMT.com/introductions. You were just talking about how the Music Institute Academy has really opened your mind in terms of music and being exposed to different composers. And I understand that this next piece, the final piece you're going to perform today for us by Claude Debussy, his L'Île Joyeuse, Joyous Island, you said opened your mind. How did it do that, and how has it changed? Has it changed how you play the piano?
Yes. Before I learned the piece, I was playing the piano, but I didn't really know exactly the physical gestures used to produce certain quality of sounds. When depressing the keys in certain ways, or using the pedal in certain ways. So that piece really expanded my view of how to create different colors on the piano, different sound qualities, the way you can attack the keys differently and use pedal differently, and all these different effects. So it really it broadened my view and thoughts on actually playing the piano, not necessarily music, but manipulating the instrument of the piano.
Did your teacher give you any special advice for this piece?
I guess to really think about the colors and physical gestures, because I never ever thought of how to do it at first. I just did it how I felt like I should do it, but I actually had to think about how to move my body with this piece to create the sounds.
Well, let's hear this piece now. It's by Claude Debussy, his L'Île Joyeuse, his Joyous Island, and it's going to be performed live here on Introductions by 18-year-old pianist Wan Jin Han.
Thank you.
A final performance by 18-year-old pianist Wan Jin Han, live here on Introductions in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, a piece by Claude Debussy. He performed the L'Île Joyeuse, the Joyous Island. Thank you so much for performing for us this hour, Wan Jin. It's just been a lot of fun hanging out with you today and hearing you play. And that Debussy, you really own that piece. You've clearly been working really hard on that. I like to ask all seniors in particular, before we let you go today, what is your dream piano gig?
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
Piano gig, as in, where would I like to perform? Or
yeah, what's, do you want to solo in a certain hall one day, or play a certain piece, or would you like to be a professional, or just do it for fun?
If you're to ask me, as a pianist, where I would, like, what if I was a pianist, what my dream piano gig would be, probably, actually, I don't know. I just, for uh-huh. that, I wouldn't know. But I don't necessarily want to be a professional pianist. Well, I would be maybe sometimes doing piano-related things, but it would mainly be any music-related career that would mm-hmm. do, whether it's professional pianist or pop musician or whatever it would be. But I would still be
You still want to have it be a part of your life.
Yes.
Well, we're very glad that it's been a part of your life right now and sharing your music. And since you just turned 18, we'll give you a pass. You don't have to know what you want to do quite yet. And thanks again for coming in. Wan Jin is a senior at Conant High School in Hoffman Estates, and he's also a student at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy Program for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. You can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, and upload an audition to perform on Introductions by visiting our website, wfmt.com/introductions. And we welcome your comments about this series. You can post them on our website directly, right underneath the posting for this program, on our Facebook wall, or click on the chime in button on wfmt.com to send us an email. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.